Coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news. Callers, of course, we welcome your calls. Why don't you tell our listeners just a little bit about you?
In terms of my involvement, I'm acting entirely as a citizen here. I'm an independent researcher. I have no affiliation. Thank you.
explanations out there, and I think they're intentionally trying to confuse us. There are a lot of people who say it couldn't be true, and they won't even look up at the sky. But after you've looked up long enough, you become convinced they're up to something.
In an absolute sense, certainly the intent of the project and operations is not known, and that is because we are dealing with a covert operation. This is a covert operation, I do believe, on the grandest scale that history has ever witnessed, and it certainly exceeds the type of containment that is associated with weapon system development, as well as UFO phenomenon. If you look at history of that and how that has been handled, it shares many similarities in terms of the efforts to contain the dissemination of information, truthful information on it. So, realistically, I think it's, in an absolute sense, no, we don't exactly know, because it would not be a successful covert operation if that was the case. However, my role is that primarily as a researcher, and therefore I observe, I collect data, I analyze, I use my background, my particular skills, and apply them towards, let's say, number one, making... And then along with that, through the evolution, certainly is an attempt to interpret and analyze this information the best that I am able to as to what I think the agendas can be. And so I also do not think we are totally clueless at this point. We now have 5 years of research, and I believe we know quite a bit, although it is based upon analysis. It is not based upon any disclosure of documents, or at least very little in the way of documents. I will answer the question when, you know, folks ask, what the heck are they up to this way? And that is that there are now five, what I would call, areas of endeavor. There are five areas of application or endeavor that I have identified that I regard as all of them inclusive. They are all in they are all within that. The second is on an even grander scale than the actual energy of the entire Earth on a geophysical scale. And
they're talking about it. About 6 months. He had pictures of the
Types of materials, 4 to 5 types. When I speak of these, I would not speak of them if there was a single isolated case. That realistically. If you consider the attention that has
Thank you.
basically. I'll say that. They did not acknowledge the receipt of it. So they said, after this Freedom of Information Act was filed, a year and a half later, the EPA mailed the sample back and stated they and policy is basically a decision of the person in charge. It has no basis in law, and unsolicited means if they don't ask for it, that we don't have any obligation to do anything. I would contest both of those words and believe that they very much have to be.
They don't want us to know what this is going to be. One military officer who told the truth has been attacked because he has vilified the Army by telling the truth, and he probably has ended his military career because he wouldn't go along with the cover-up. So, the specimen, and that they refuse to analyze.
And the follow-through on that is another aspect that was not known at the time that this material was sent to the EPA. And that is, after it had been sent, I was called by the EPA. I saw what he was referring to. Clearly, what I would call geometrically formed, they appear to have an artificial structure to them as opposed to some natural. They look like basically a grape cluster. And again, not to overstate this, biological weapon.
Rockefeller in 1994.
as close as I can.
How can people know? The EPA, not only on the basis of the sciences. I do some pretty good measurement work. That's a big part of my background. There is a continuous record now that goes back 3 to 4 years out of the 5 of the discovery, recording, and presenting of biological components within atmospheric samples, primarily by HEPA filter, but not exclusively that, also a method called electrostatic precipitation, and a repeated structure showing up over and over and over in a paper I put up just last week, did it again. So, you know, not to take this out of context and say that, hey, this is everything. This is one of the five. And actually, background, I would suggest maybe that I back up a little bit. Control. Okay, go ahead.
And how is such a thing?
For just a moment, and we'll be right back. Okay, this is Dr. Stan.
I'm going to list five metals. Like if we ever get the EPA doing their job, or the air quality folks doing theirs, there's five metals that I would suggest we start the test with. Actually, it's six now. The list would not be, you know, restricted to this, but it would be where I would say start your work. Barium, and of those two, the amount of information that has been collected on barium is extremely strong. Now, one could conclude that.
It doesn't ordinarily occur in the atmosphere. You see.
And we are dealing at a global level now. Now, if you... I've done a lot of meteorological studies. That has come across the time. Impacting global warming. Systems, you're thinking about us. Yes. that in sunlight it's electromagnetic operations. Now, let's establish a case. Barium happens to be an element that ion is one of those. Ionosphere is a layer of layer. That layer has less than 1% of the material. And our use and discovery of that charged environment. Plasma is an electrified gas. If you have a medium that now allows for enhancement, for you to send energy from point A to point B, you have a medium. You have an environment.
distance, he won't expect to get
exactly what Tesla was about.
Give it away, but obviously this has something to do with HAARP. How would this tie into the high altitude aurora research project?
Atmosphere, generalized map. Tesla right at the beginning of the patent. So we already have a historical tie with what we're speaking of. Thank you. Many important considerations with the human body. A fellow named Robert Becker wrote a book called The Body Electric and Cross Currents. Line. I know that sounds a little technical, but it's important because well be affecting human beings. And frequency range, the ELF frequency range. ELF energy, and if you look in the executive summary for HARP from the air, the lowering of particulate matter in the atmosphere towards the ground, and ELF.
For HARP, everybody wonders what it's about, and I'm sure that they probably put it right there in the patent, didn't they?
Won't be hard to find.
All right, how would they get it? And 30th is this year, is it? Thank you. Going on today. RadioLiberty.com, where you can listen either directly talk about the Masonic influence, the Rosicrucian influence, Theosophical Society, the Lucius Trust, used to be the Lucifer organization. Give us a call at 1-800-585. Remember our number, 1-800-585. we have on the line with us, Susan O'Donnell, who I think is a meeting. Coordinated organizations for this whole concept of came to power shortly after the time of Noah. People in the world built a temple that would reach the stars. The world government.
My friend, UNESCO has been, you know, is the place where they hatch up all the ideas that later take place in our schools around the world.
Government. In fact, if you go back and you study the slogans that surrounded the First World War, many wars after that.
Part a lot of his idea, and He was involved in promoting the idea of intellectual cooperation, and kind of guided it through the League of Nations period, and then when the UN was formed, he was actually supposed to have been the first Secretary General, but he had to have surgery, so it was Julian Huxley. And I have to say that one of the things that's been fascinating about studying UNESCO
secret society, and anybody who gets Professor Quigley's book, which we have, The Anglo-American... The Council on Foreign Relations. So the two books which were verified second transient publisher, Professor Quigley was a
but I was able to buy both copies of first projects that you must go under. The cover is green, 6 inches by 4 or 5 inches. Rock. beginning. It, you know, the John Rockefeller, as well as funding the CFR fund, is the
You find the people from the Rhodes Scholarships and from Skull and Bones all go into the CFR, because that's the central organizing group. But in Professor Sutton's book, The American Establishment, about Skull and Bones,
Carnegie Foundation for the Advancement of Teaching.
Idealism, socialism. Police force, and then everybody else are reduced to a system. From the cradle to the grave.
Plan is infiltrated. Sex education right from the get-go. the diversity of the conditions that theoretically they were told are the things that cause tensions that cause wars. So the cultural effects of the UNESCO things have been really going on for quite a long time, so that you can see them operating in adults now. Employment training, that kind of fits into quite a long time called lifelong education. that was a long time ago.
In educating you, but rather in indoctrinating you in things that weren't true. And I was so horrified, I said, (464-8295) Well, our guest is Susan O'Donnell, and she works with the Eagle Forum. She has done a great deal of study on UNESCO, and UNESCO is one of the key coordinating organizations. Susan?
Oh, definitely. Readily discussed at all in the it exists.
Rights, you will have then the same freedoms that exist in Russia or in communist China. We'll all be one big happy family. We'll all have the same rights. But America is a unique nation. America has a constitution where the power of the government is limited, where we are ruled by laws rather than by man, whereas under the United Nations, we're ruled by... by the Masons. Fortunately, the good guys got involved. But they shouldn't be condemned. Attitude, so it's got. Thank you.
control. And so they don't like people to... Well, it really is, let's see, conservatives, you know, very conservative people. It would say all too often, Republicans are waiting, you know, they're waiting for the Republicans to do some miracle and be able to...
Legislation, his No Child Left Behind legislation.
As a conservative.
Call 824 Liberty or 464. Now, of course, we dropped out of UNESCO.
Yeah.
Into a distorting education.
Sort of how it got started. State. They're really.
Thank you. magazine or and there we go. Chapter, I think it's about it could grow.
An elite kind of thing, definitely. You know, relate to... for the children. Naively accepting the
They want to encourage homosexuality. Destruction. destruction, its suffering, its harm. The United States, the Democratic Party. And this is one of the most powerful women and richest women in the world today. And she sees nothing wrong with killing off a quarter of the world's population. And if she says that is not your job, that is ours, for we are the riders of the pale horse death.
Mm-hmm.
So... doing. They just...
Encyclopedia Britannica also, he constantly ran pro-UNESCO stuff, and he also started in-class films, you know, films for presentation in classrooms. So that was another way, you know, modern media kind of way to, you know, continue to indoctrinate kids. And
ago was this, that this was going on, Susan?
This was in the 40s.
All right, fine. Well, then, this is probably what they refer to in the book we carry called Foundations, Their Power and Influence, where they talk about how they rewritten the Encyclopedia Britannica, and the section dealing with socialism was written by a socialist.
Doing this reading program, and in, you know, New Guinea.
As said Timothy Dwight, the dean of Yale University. In the Illuminati, or if it did, I think it was just a one-line reference to it. And the same thing... is specifically leave out certain ideas and facts to influence.
I do have I have a copy of a Life magazine. He talked about world government and all kinds of stuff, and then
he was a Fabian socialist, incidentally.
Yeah, oh, definitely. He was a Fabian. There's a lot of Fabians in the UNESCO family tree. But you know, warning people about UNESCO. And then I noticed that right then, you know, shortly after that, there were no big cover stories by Life magazine anymore. They just sort of went underground, kind of like an anemone or something that, you know, once they get some trouble, they disappear into the rock. You know, that make fun of them as, you know, hicks and grassroots, you know nothings and overreacting and, sure. Criticize. You have to, once you stick out your neck and you criticize something like this, then you have to expect some kind of a backlash. And that was when they, you know.
And what their real objective is, you'd be taken into it, because you honestly think this is a conservative Jewish magazine, which it is not at all. UNESCO, one of the major coordinating organizations for the coming World Fascist Society. But Thank you.
suggesting that all Christians both political lines. Loosely affiliated with Eagle Forum, but we called ourselves FLAG at the time, Family Life American God, and we would go and sit in on basically the education and health committee hearings. Business in this state because of the school situation, and we, by the way, have lost some industries that would have come here. We know that campus.
Good old Jocelyn Elders. Thank you. the science organization. www.radioliberty.com, where you can pull down our newsletters and you have our permission to copy them. Now, we do have them bound. Of course, they are available through Radio Liberty. But if you want to get them, why, you can call us at 1-800-544-8927. We do hope that you will listen to our internet programs.
Thank you.